AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls the evacuation from the Kabul airport a success, even though about 100 U.S. citizens and thousands of Afghans still want out of the country.
The bottom line, 90% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. And for those remaining Americans, there is no deadline. We remain committed to get them out if they want to come out.
More than 110,000 people were airlifted out of Afghanistan. More than 1 million homes and businesses in New Orleans, parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, could be without electricity for several days after Ida rolled through. Aljon Greenberry says he's worried about food in his freezer.
Well, everything all right so far, you know. I mean, as long as we got water and, you know, we could cook something. It ain't that bad, but I got to go get some ice or something, you know, for this meat in, you know, because we ain't the refrigerator off and that meat is thawing out quick, you know.
Some 400,000 people in 17 parishes have no water, and 319,000 others are under boil water advisories. FEMA Administrator Dina Criswell says those who evacuated should stay away for right now.
We understand many people are away from their homes and want to get back in their homes, but I strongly encourage everybody, please listen to your local officials. Please listen to when they tell you it's safe to come back home.
At least 4 deaths, 2 in Louisiana, 2 in Mississippi, have been reported. One of 2 British nationals charged with joining the Islamic State group and conspiring to torture and behead American and European hostages in Syria is scheduled to plead guilty to criminal charges in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, Thursday. Alexander Amon Cody is one of 4 Islamic State members dubbed the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents. The 2 are charged in connection with the deaths of 4 American hostages. This is AP News. There's more trouble for Social Security and Medicare. Shelley Adler has more.
Social Security and Medicare, the government's 2 biggest benefit programs, remain under intense financial pressure. The 2 major issues? The retirement of millions of baby boomers, along with the devastating pandemic putting increased pressures on the 2 programs' finances. A report from the program's trustees has now moved up by 1 year, the day for the depletion of Social Security's reserves. It now projects they will be unable to pay full benefits starting in 2034 instead of 2035. Medicare is still expected to exhaust its reserves in 2026. That's the same date as estimated last year. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The Waukesha, Wisconsin School District reverses a decision to drop a federal free meals program following widespread criticism and loud protests from some parents. School board members say they also received threats. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.